4-0, the Blades win tonight in Brandon, bouncing back, ending the three-game losing streak, all of which had happened at home. Continuing on here with our live interview segment, which is a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Goaltender Austin Elliott joins me, a 21-save shutout. Tell me how nice it is to come back, you know, I mean, long travel, you know, early start to the day, three losses, a players-only meeting the night before, and you come out with this victory tonight. Tell me how nice that is to get this.
Yeah, no, it definitely feels really good. Definitely really good for our group here. I mean, sort of had a little bit of a slump there, you know, weren't playing the way we can. And so, yeah, I know. I mean, that players-only meeting we had, you know, just sort of went around the room and just, you know, we have lots of older guys on this team who, you know, I've been through a lot in this league. So I think it was just sort of just getting back to what made us so good in the first place, you know, like just playing our game and just having some confidence coming in too, and just knowing that, you know, if we play the way that we can, no one can beat us.
You guys knew you were going to snap out of it. It was going to happen, but it's just a matter of, okay, let's not let it go on for too terribly long.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like, we know how good of a group we have. You know, we knew it wouldn't last forever. And, you know, I think it's definitely a good learning lesson for us, you know, for, you know, something like that happens in the playoffs. We know what we have to do to get out of something like that.
How difficult is it to come on the bus like this 6.5 hours to get to Brandon to play a game, and then you're going to head back? We hope we're going to head back anyway, depending on what the weather's like. But how difficult is that to get going and to get the mentality ready for yourself?
Yeah, it is definitely a bit different, but, you know, one thing Solon's really drills into our heads is, you know, there's no excuses. You know, you're still expected to play at your very best, you know, no matter what the circumstance. So I think we did a really good job of that today.
I named you unsung hero tonight because it's a 4-0 game. The shots are 49-21. It sounds like it's really lopsided, but this was a close game still going into the third period. And I mean, you had to make some saves in the opening 40 minutes in order to keep them, you know, to keep your guys in front and feeling comfortable. So you have to feel really good personally about being able to do that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we knew, like, they got a good team over there, you know, and we've had a lot of close games with them this year. So, you know, we knew they were going to come out hard. And, you know, I think we did a good job of, you know, just staying on our toes and, you know, matching whatever they had and surpassing it too. I mean, you know, it's always close games with them. You know, maybe the shot clock didn't make it seem that way. But, yeah, it's always a good game with them.
I asked you this before we went on the air. Your best save of the night would be the one off of Mateo Michaels from out of the slot, point blank, in the second period?
Yeah, I think so too. You know, that's definitely one of the better saves I made tonight. You know, yeah, I mean, I felt good all night.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of the guy here right now, as long as Evan's not available. I don't know what the situation is there, but you're the guy right now. So good bounce back for you. I know you're going to be happy about that, and the team's happy. So fun bus ride home.
Yeah.
Wish you all the best next weekend when you get Medicine Hat in Edmonton. Thanks,
yeah.
Austin, for
Thanks
coming
a lot.
Up. Austin Elliott of the Saskatoon Blades coming off a 21-save shutout here tonight in Brandon.